When you say that a girl is very common, what would that mean?
Well, it's one that's run around with boy, mm-hmm. just like almost like a hippie to me. It seemed to me hippie is kind of common people, but sometimes I think it's some those hippie or some people, some kid that come from the dad and mom that neglect them and work outside and have no chance to grow between the mom and dad in a home and learn something, you know. It seemed to me that that cause it, could cause it. I never have an explanation on that, but I can judge by myself. Mm-hmm. Something can happen like that. They start to live outside and make a band of people together, mm-hmm. and have all the same common thing together.
And some of that lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can tell immediately, you know. That
yeah, they're different. They're scared of car, not now anymore, but you can tell. They're not dressed much like people.
What would you call people from out in the country?
Well, just common people.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear country hicks or hayseed or anything like that?
Of what?
Country hick or hayseed or anything?
No. If we had, I don't know what it meant, you know.
What do blacks call whites that they don't like?
What?
What do blacks call whites that they don't like?
I don't know.
And what different names are there for French people around here?
For what?
Huh?
For what?
French people around here.
Their name?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's some kind of, some are different name. Like me, my name, I told you my name yesterday.
Well, no, I mean, not...
Our name as a group?
As a group, uh-huh.
Well, some used to call them Cajun in the old time.
Do you hear
because,
that?
Because, no, they don't talk too much about it now. That word start from Canada, you know.
Uh-huh.
People that come from Canada come around here, so they call him... Instead of say Canada, they say Cajun, you cut it. French people are really this section of the place here. They like to cut their language short, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of them never went to school. They grew without school and then they have that kind of language and the children inherit that kind of language and get accustomed to it. It's hard to get rid of that after that. Mm-hmm. And how you know better, but so used to use some slang, you know. It's kind of hard to get out of it.
Any joking names? For French people, or names that you don't like?
Well, they call it Bonien, like no good. If somebody is a bomb call, they call him Bonien, no good. It means nothing good, Bonien.
What about the term coon?
But what?
Coon?
Well, some North Louisiana call the people inside the coon. I don't know why they call it coon.
How does that sound to you?
I think it's they kind of put us down, you know, in South Louisiana because North was a place that where have more school and more developed before the South. So I guess they think, you know, that's coon in the wood. And they call the people from down here coon, and they used to coon. I know at Louisiana College when our kids go over there, they call them coon because they come from South, because North don't like South people. You know, South people fight to put the people in liberty, take that slavery away, and the North want to keep it slave.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing, or maybe it's the opposite side, I think. It's the North. They've had a civil war about that, to put those Negro free. I guess you know more than me about that. You study history about it.
I didn't really study very much about that.
Mm.
Say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like to...
Well, we call it slippery ground.
I slipped and I like to what?
Almost fall.
Uh-huh.
The ground is slippery and it's icy and almost falling.